got a chance. Gone. Three-run homer, Jason Hayward.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves host the Charlotte Checkers at 7 tonight at Allstate Arena in an elimination game of the Calder Cup playoffs. Make plans to be there or watch it on YouTube. We start in the NBA. Rajon Rondo is out for Game 5, but he is shooting both right-handed and left-handed set shots, whatever that means. In Game 5, tomorrow tips just after 7:30. On the baseball, the Cubs winners of 5 of their last 6. They sent Kyle Hendricks to the mound tonight. He'll oppose Garrett Cole. Pregame starts at 5:30, first pitch at 6:05. The White Sox host the Royals. Dylan Covey faces Danny Duffy. First pitch at Guaranteed Rate Field is at 7:10. And in the NFL, despite rumors of a possible retirement, Buss Cook, Jay Cutler's agent, says Cutler does not plan to retire and wants to play next year. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Gerald Hyundai in North Aurora. Visit GeraldHyundai.com today. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score. We're celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight, 5:30, Cubs and Pirates, right here on Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
The Bernstein and Goff Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
Hitting second at third base, number 17, Chris Bryant.
Chris Bryant.
Bryant with two outs. High fly ball out in the deep right. That ball is good. Cubs win.
Third baseman for your Chicago Cubs.
This ball is going to make the upper deck his third home run of the game.
Reigning National League MVP.
A year ago, he was the unanimous winner for Rookie of the Year. This year, Cubs third baseman Chris Bryant was almost unanimous for the National League MVP award.
World Series champion.
This is going to be a tough play. Bryant, the Cubs win the World Series! Bryant makes the play!
Talking Cubs all season long.
Nice what we did last year, but this year's a completely different year. There's no need to sit back and say that we finally won one and now you can just go out there and put on cruise control. It's definitely not like that here. I mean, we want to do it all over again.
Chris Bryant with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Bernstein and Goff is on. We are breaking form a little bit to welcome in a guy we have on every other week. He is Chris Bryant of the Chicago Cubs on Twitter at ChrisBryant_23 on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. The champions are back. Cheer them on at Home Run in Wrigleyville, just blocks from the park. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good. We're good. Thank you for switching up your schedule for us so we can get you on this week. I want to talk to you about your season so far. You got a .214 batting average of balls in play, and obviously that's pretty low. So, you know, the people are just catching the things that you're hitting in fair play. The last week or so, it seems like things are starting to drop a little bit more. Even with you being the reigning NL MVP, what kind of mindset do you have to stay in your young career to make sure that you don't get down and trust the process and know that everything is right with your swing?
Yeah, honestly, you just got to go out there and keep swinging. I mean, sometimes, you know, it doesn't fall. But, this last week I felt really good at the plate, feel good. I'm seeing the ball good. I think we're all still getting into our routine of just getting used to playing it every day, showing up every day, and, you know, the whole deal. So it's certainly a process, but, you know, I think it's going in the right direction.
Up until the easy win last night, things have been kind of odd to start the season, because even in these victories, there have been lots of late inning rallies, lots of scoring, you know, other than, of course, the usual Anthony Rizzo 3-run homer that shows up at some point early in a game, that the offense has needed to come up big late. Does that take it out of you mentally, or is that just that sense that when you get the muscle memory as an offense to say, look, we've done this before and it's not going to feel like a big deal being down a couple runs late?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's something that kind of goes back last year and the year before that. I think in 2015 we had something like 15 walk-off wins. So I guess that's kind of ingrained in our culture now, is that, you know, we come from behind and it's something that, you know, that doesn't put a lot of pressure on us. It doesn't matter if we're down, you know, 3 runs in the ninth. I think we do a pretty good job of, you know, working counts, working the at-bats and when we need to, and getting that tying run up at the plate. And, you know, this season it's, you know, been going pretty good for us later in the game. So hopefully we're able to continue to do that and get some more wins out of it.
There's a juice ball theory over the last year and an eighth now of the season of this year, where people think that the balls are wound a little bit tighter, and you being a third baseman, you get to hold it and sling it as much as you do and hit it as much as you do. Do you feel like the ball feels a little bit different over the last couple of years? You can tell us
really.
The truth.
No, I don't. I mean, I'm all for them winding the ball as tight as they can. I mean, I'd love to see how far it can go, but honestly, like, you know, there's sometimes in the game, you know, where, you know, you're warming up with the ball and then you get a ball hit to you in the game. You're like, well, this one feels a lot different than, you know, any other ones. I mean, it's a weird feeling that, you know, sometimes they're just different feels to it. So, but I don't know if that plays any difference in how the game's being played.
I was laughing, too, because, you know, we heard the replay of the World Series final out, and then over the weekend in Cincinnati, there's a bouncing ball to third for the final out, and again, it looks like your foot slipped, and there's the same throw, goes to Rizzo, he makes the catch, and you guys shared a moment, because everybody saw it, and we're just thinking, wait, is this sort of the patented right. end-of-game move now?
Yeah, I'm getting pretty good at it. I mean, I've had some practice. Obviously, that was a little bit of a less stressful situation there in Cincinnati, but still kind of the same result. I felt like I more tripped than slipped on that one.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing over there.
Well, at least you can admit it. There yeah. it is. You actually talked to us in spring training about the fielding of this team and how nobody could pick up the ball, and we kind of laughed about it. And then the season starts, and the defense, as we talked about yesterday, and my partner mentioned, it's just got a little bit tighter. And is it an early season thing, or do you guys notice that it just, you know, maybe you don't have your defensive muscles flexing just yet?
Honestly, for, you know, I feel like we've been doing pretty good. I mean, there's
you guys been horrible, Chris. Cut it out.
Oh, well, I mean, there's an occasional mishap, but you know, I don't know if I could speak for everybody, but personally, I mean, I've never felt better playing third base at any point in my career, in the minor leagues and college. I feel really comfortable over there right now. So, but it's just like hitting. You know, there's ups, there's downs. You just got to ride the waves and. Keep swinging, keep fielding, keep throwing, and, you know, things usually turn around.
Any early trends as to how you are being pitched? Are you noticing anything that opposing pitchers are sharing in their approach to you?
No, I mean, I look at some of the video, and sometimes it's so frustrating just to see how good some of these pitchers can be and how, you know, they just hit their spots, and it's like, man, how can you continue to hit up and away and down and in? And like, I mean, it's pretty impressive, but honestly, I don't feel any different. I mean, I feel like we just ended, you know, game seven, you know, yesterday. So it's literally feels like it's just the same season all blended into one. So, but no, I'm not really seeing any trends.
Do you have the bond or relationship with guys on this team that are around your age, some of the younger core guys, where if something is going wrong for them, that you can talk to them about it or kind of give them advice? Or is it a case-by-case basis where, you know, I don't need to get into that guy's ear, or if this guy is struggling? Say, for instance, Javi Baez with his struggles at the plate. Well, we all know what Javi is capable of, but we also know what he's susceptible to as well. Do you see things and sometimes want to pull him to the side, or can you pull him to the side? Do you have that kind of relationship, or do you stay to yourself?
Yeah, it's all about knowing, you know, certain guys' personalities. And but yeah, I mean, some guys come up to me and I'll go up to them, and it's, you know, it's kind of, we feed off of each other. But yeah, I mean, something like the other day I was talking to, you know, Albert Amora. You know, he's just, you asked me if I had any advice for him, and I just told him to ride the waves. I mean, you know, sometimes you're gonna feel like you're gonna get a hit every at bat, and sometimes you feel like you're just, there's a big glove out in the field, and no matter where you hit it, you're out. So it's just all about trying to stay as even keel as possible. Don't get too high, too low. And, you know, we all know what Javi can do. I mean, he doesn't need that type of talk. He's the type of guy that gets himself ready. He's flashy, and that's how he plays the game. So I just think he needs to keep you know, going out there and swinging just like, you know, all of us.
How many seasons do you think it takes for you to get a book on the pitchers that you know you're going to see year in and year out, guys who may be around your age or a little bit older? Or how many plate appearances do you need before you're comfortable against a guy?
I'd say, you know, a couple times through. I mean, you know, that's something that I noticed early on. Like, you get used to the parks and you get used to seeing the pitchers again. So it's a little different at first, but then when you see them the second and third time around, it becomes a little more comfortable, you know, in the box. So I wouldn't say too many, you know, at bats, maybe just a couple, two or three starts. And, you know, but there's always guys that you're never going to feel comfortable off of. And I think that's part of the game, is that you got to accept it and, you know, you just got to go out there and compete.
What's the most uncomfortable park to hit in?
Uncomfortable park.
Whether it be the sight lines, maybe the idiot fans, the pitchers that the team has. What's the most uncomfortable place to hit in for you?
You know, for me, I feel like Milwaukee, I mean, it's a good park to hit in once you hit it, but I feel like the lights there are just dark for some reason, and it's indoors, and sometimes it's just hard to pick up the ball. And but, you know, my favorite one to play in would be, I think, Petco Park. Their lights there are like LED lights, so it's super bright. It feels like you're playing, you know, a day game, every night game there, so you see the ball really well.
It's funny because statistically that's considered a pitcher's park because of conditions and size and the way it was built, that it's maybe a comfortable place to hit, but it's not necessarily one that's productive for hitters on balance.
Yeah, true. I mean, and I, you know, I went to college in San Diego, so I know the whole, you know, the density of the air there. It's always, there's always that marine layer, so it's hard to, you know, get the ball to travel there. But I think anytime you're at a field and you feel comfortable in the box and you see the ball good, you just have to square it up. And if you hit it hard, it'll go anywhere.
As much of a technician as you are when it comes to hitting and a student of hitting, knowing what Jason Hayward put in over the winter with John Mailey and knowing his dedication to actually doing the hard work of recalibrating and remodeling his swing, you have to understand, I'm sure, in a unique way, just how gratifying it must be for him to have so quickly snapped back into form.
Yeah, I mean, super gratifying. I mean, anytime you put in the work like that, and, you know, people freaking out in spring training and, oh, he's not hitting it. I mean, it's, I'm so happy for him. It's just like, you know, he's just like, he doesn't pay attention to any of it. He just goes out there, works every day, great teammate, you know, puts in the work. And I think that, you know, the things you can control is your approach and your effort. And I think when you're doing those type of things and you're showing up on time and you're showing up and you're ready to play, I think things are going to work out for you regardless. And I think we're seeing that in him.
Something we've been talking about too is the pitch that was thrown inside, a dangerous pitch at the head of Manny Machado, and it has resulted in the 4-game suspension for Matt Barnes, and it's much deserved because it would appear that somebody sort of taken the unwritten rules into their own hands and endangering somebody like that. That it needs to be policed by the powers that be. Your manager was talking about it and how there's no room for that kind of vigilante play. Have you ever at any level been headhunted like that? Not pitched inside or not plunked in the rear end, but somebody really coming after you in a way that got you angry?
No, thankfully. I think I've got hit on purpose before, but, you know, usually in the lower parts. But I mean, anytime you go for the head, I mean, it's not fun to see that. I mean, there's more important things in life than playing this game. And I think when you're talking about throwing at guys' heads, I mean, that can affect their lives. So, anytime that, you know, that happens, I think it should be talked about. And, you know, yeah, it's scary. I didn't get a chance to see what actually happened, but, you know, just hearing, you know, I mean, I'm sure the guy throws 95 too, and you can't really, it's really hard to pick up a 95-mile-an-hour fastball coming at you. So, thankfully, you know, no one got hurt, but it's something that should be addressed.
No, Manny Machado, hard slide in the second base. Dustin Pedroia knew he wasn't trying to hurt him. 2 games later, a reliever goes out there and throws at Manny Machado's head while Dustin Pedroia is on the bench saying to Manny Machado, you know I'm not like that. You know I wouldn't sign off on that. What unwritten rules need to go for you, and which ones could stay in baseball?
See, that's a touchy one. I mean, I think with the rules they put in place now in terms of, you know, sliding into second,
No, but I'm talking about the unwritten ones, the ones that you got, the baseball code got ones.
I mean, I think the game's kind of going to, you know, I think if you're watching a home run for a little bit, you know, I don't know if that's necessarily showing up the other team, but certain guys play that way and certain pitchers are going to be upset seeing that. But I mean, I think if, you know, you add more of that fun to the game, let guys be themselves. I'll never do it. I'll be the same boring Chris that I've always been. But if guys are going to do that, I mean, I think sometimes we're a little too sensitive with certain things.
I've learned to love it. It's taken me, I admit, it's taken me time.
Yeah, and he was a baseball curmudgeon, Chris.
Yeah, I was a young baseball curmudgeon.
Get off my lawn,
and as I've gotten older, and because the game's been internationalized, and I've come to appreciate some of the, you know, the different cultures, it's okay. I've learned to
He's
love.
He's saying the Latinos have made him love the bat flip.
There's nothing like the Korean. Have you seen the Korean League bat flips?
Yeah, crazy.
I mean, it's not just
on
Latin
doubles.
Players. Yeah. But it's, why not? Why not? I mean, you may never do it. And I've heard other guys.
I need Chris to do it one good time.
Once.
Like, I need him to throw the bat like up the first baseline, like grab his junk and walk backwards around the bases.
Yeah, right. Yeah, spin his fat gold right, rope.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Exactly. We need Chris Bryant to just break out one time so everybody on MLB Network can be like, what the hell is wrong with Chris? One time for us, for the Bernstein and Goff Show.
I'll never do it because I don't want to be the guy that thinks it's gone and it doesn't go out. Because once you're that guy, you're always that guy.
Yeah, but you know, if you know it's halfway up the video board,
a
just
Sammy
you know,
hop.
Yeah, something, you know,
give us a hop,
a chest
man.
Tap or yeah. Something.
I feel like when it's if it's halfway up the video board, that's it. That's enough of disgrace to the pitcher that you don't need to add anything to it. It's you crushed the home run, you felt good about it, he felt bad about it, and it's good.
So how does that manifest itself inside of you where you're like, dude, that was a thing right there, and my baseball junk is on display for everyone to see, but I'm going to go back to this dugout and act like nothing happened. Like, do you on the car ride home, do you go like, dude, I'm pretty damn good? Like, what how does that manifest itself in your way?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go into the, you know, tunnel and watch the video and just kind of replay it and feel good about it for a little bit, or, you know, read text after the game and tell me how far the ball went. That'll make me feel good, but I mean, in terms of, and then I'll put a little smile on my face. That feels good, but.
What about like outside of baseball? What about like you're playing Mario Kart or something? I'm trying to picture
beer pong.
Right,
well,
beer pong.
I forgot, yeah.
There's got to be something at which you just become an unrepentant trash talker. Something.
I mean, I think
it just came into his head, like, and he doesn't want to say it. It just happened. It just popped in your head. Whatever it was, and you don't want to say it.
I'm thinking like board games with the family, or like any card games with the family, and. I just hate losing, and you know, my brother's always been the type to let you know when he's winning, so I've slowly gone on to that side to let him know when I'm winning, or let my wife know when I'm winning. I can't stand losing my wife because she beats me in everything in terms of card games, because she's
good.
Like, oh. I know.
Card games are we talking here?
I don't know. I mean, just any of the card games you play in the clubhouse. I mean, was it hearts and all that? It's just like, that's when the competitive edge, and I might show a little emotion will come out.
See, I'm thinking of like a young Chris Bryant with like smashed Hungry Hungry Hippo boards all over the house, and, you know, broken
in the Monopoly board.
Exactly, that kind of thing. All right, so we got something out of you. You were a bad guy when you're seven, and it stopped there. We appreciate it, Chris.
Oh, no, it's speaking of childhood, are you getting a Las Vegas Golden Knights hockey sweater or stocking up on Raiders stuff? Because your hometown is becoming a big league sports town.
I know, and it's all happening so quick, too. I mean, I'll probably go to a couple of those games. It's pretty cool to see the, you know, Raiders, too. I mean, I don't know what it's going to be like in terms of, you know, the fan base, but, you know, I'm definitely going to show up to some of the games. But I don't know if I'm going to consider myself a fan. I mean, I'll just be a fan of everything. But
hooray for everything!
Yeah.
So when do you decide on whether or not you're going to participate in this year's Home Run Derby?
I don't really have any interest in it. I thought it would be cool to do it once and have my dad pitch to me, but man, I'm slowly realizing, I mean, I've only been here 2 years, but this is a long season, and it's important to kind of take advantage of any break you can get. And the home run derby now with the format, it's like, it's a workout, man. I felt like throwing up after the first one. I was like, man, I was swinging for five straight minutes, and this is, you know, a max effort too. I mean, it was tough, but it was fun to do it once.
Good. That's the right answer.
There it is.
If there is a right, that is that it's there are more important things, and you know that as well as anybody, oh, yeah, right?
All
now.
Right. So what is what does the rest of the afternoon consist of before the ball game?
No, I'm watching some TV here. Bus at 3. Eat some food. Hit in the cage, hit on the field, play a game every single day.
It's an exciting life you lead, Chris Bryant.
All right, get back to your wife trash-talking you in card games, man. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
All right, I appreciate it, guys.
Be easy.
That is Cubs third baseman Chris Bryant, who joins this show every other week.
All right, we found out he was a jerk when he was a kid.
Well, I like the fact that at least he loses at something regularly.
Oh, yeah, it's bound to happen. We just don't see it ever.
I was reading something about Mike Trout, and they said the thing about Mike Trout, one of these guys that always wanted everything he did, he's always great at everything. It said even when he went fishing, so they're quoting one of his friends. It's like if no one else was catching fish, he'd just be like, oh, yeah, here's another one. And they're all using the same bait, but he was the one.
Learn to hate him.
Well, I guess, even though he's
your boy.
I guess you have to. The Chicago Baseball Game Day schedule is presented by NBC. The Cubs are at Pittsburgh. The White Sox are at home hosting the Kansas City Royals. NBC tonight on The Voice, the fate of 12 artists is in your hands, America. So vote live. Save your favorites. The Voice. Followed by the premiere of Great News tonight, beginning at 7 on NBC. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show coming up just after the bottom of the hour.
Yeah, Piccolo Award winner Jordan Howard will join us. Bears running back. We'll talk a little football with him, some family stuff as well, and get into our show. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
Lynn Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs three times a week on The Score.
In the overall, I don't feel like this team has played really that well. I don't feel like this is anything other than just a little bump in the road.
Lynn Casper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Two Brothers Brewing.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute. Kentucky basketball coach John Calipari frequently points out, correctly, that he did not invent the one-and-done rule in college basketball. He simply perfected it. Now, though, a Calipari player, sort of, may be about to invent a new term, none-and-done. Hamidou Diallo, a 6'5" guard, was a top 10 rated player in the class of 2017 who had committed to Kentucky. He decided, though, to reclassify, another new hoops term, so he could graduate from high school a year early and enrolled at UK in January. He never played a single minute in a single game this past season. Now he's declared for the NBA draft. Hamidou hasn't yet hired an agent and could return to Kentucky to play next season. Or if he finds out he's a locked first-round pick between now and May 24th, he might stay in the draft and thus become college hoops first, none and done. I'm John Feinstein.
Dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hey, mortgages aren't my specialty, but it is for Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team. They are a bank and still have money to lend. Now, if your current interest is not in the twos, Call Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team now. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team work hard so you don't have to. Now, if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
If you're even
welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some things for the office, but money is tight.
Well, now at Staples, we're celebrating HP Savings Month. You'll find big savings on great HP products all month long.
Save big on HP? How big?
Right now, get up to $100 off an HP OfficeJet Pro printer.
Whoa. Mind blown.
You're the third one this week.
Now, during HP Savings Month at Staples, get up to $100 off an HP OfficeJet Pro printer. Its lightning fast two-sided printing can save you both time and money.
Hence 429.17. See store or staples.com/HP month for details. Restrictions may apply.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going undercover.
It was like crazy.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
We have to send 3 kids to college.
I want to give you $70,000.
More bosses.
You did an awesome job.
More inspirational stories.
I just want to help.
If you were my son, I would be very proud of you.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
It's really nice to have someone believe in you.
CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I had to Heimlich you.
It was shrimp fest. I was tired of peeling.
TV's number one new comedy.
What does that smell?
My candle.
It smells like meatloaf.
Because it's a meatloaf candle.
Proves laughter is the best medicine.
Hey, honey, you want breakfast?
Thinking about going for a run.
Okay.
I thought about it. I'm going to have breakfast.
Kevin James in Kevin Can Wait. CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Legal advice from a reputable attorney. Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
Huh. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
All right, let's get the Bernstein and Goff Show started here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, even though technically it has started with our conversation with the always affable Chris Bryant. I mean, always. That guy's affable in his sleep. Jordan Howard is going to join us in just a couple minutes. We will talk to one of the Bears Piccolo Award winners who had a spectacular rookie season last year. Ernie Johnson of TNT will join us at 3:40. Matt Miller at NFL Draft Scout at Bleacher Report has finalized his final big board, his final mock draft. Mm-hmm. He's going to join us at 4:20. We are out at 5:30 today to make room for Cubs baseball once again at the Pirates. Maybe looking for another easy win like they got last night. Kyle Hendricks needs to get his stuff in shape, something we're going to be talking about. I don't know if you saw the piece that Jeff Sullivan did, a full breakdown, side-by-side video, heat maps, still photos, everything of all that Kyle Hendricks is going through with his inability to miss bats. And just how easy he has been to hit. He's got an opportunity to try to snap out of that tonight going up against Garrett Cole. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR, The Score. Email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live streaming, 670thescore.com. Texting and sexting at 67011. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 4,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. There's also BernsteinandGoffShow.com for podcast needs, etc. We have a live video feed that is brought to you by American Needle. You can find it at watch670thescore.com and on Facebook, Facebook Live. You can see everything we're doing. Hello, people. Hi. That is directed by Brian Gertz.
Out to Vernon Hills. Good morning, Ron.
Morning, Wes. I got a vote for the bum of the week. I'll say Kyle Hendricks. I'm just looking at these numbers. He's got a 6.19 ERA. And I know Dan Bernstein don't agree with the old school stats, but that's how I go by.
I do too. I'm with you. And you know what? He's entitled to do what he wants. We're entitled to do what we want too, right?
That's right.
There it is.
And I don't even know what whip means. What does that mean?
Who cares? I don't care about whip and war and all the rest of that stuff. I don't want to hear about it.
Let's go. Let's go.
Why not?
The every baseball man right there. That's an old school sports radio baseball conversation.
Walks plus hits per innings pitched. Whip. It really isn't that
he
difficult.
Just told you he doesn't care. He doesn't care what it means. Doesn't want to know what it means.
Why not?
Because he doesn't want to. He doesn't have to.
Okay.
He'll live by your rules, Dan Bernstein.
The producers are Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
Charles in Manhattan. What's up, Charles?
Hi, Mike. I want to talk to you about Aaron Hernandez and his lover in prison.
I don't want to talk about it. You know, talk to someone else about it. Bobby in Long Island. What's up, Bobby?
There it is. Asked and answered.
Okay. He doesn't want to talk about it. Talk to someone else about it. And
that's usually the length of the call when he does want to talk about something, too, by the way. It's like, hey, I want to talk about the Rangers. Thank you for your call.
Is every caller named Anthony? Was he just going to another Anthony?
Hey, man, there's a lot of Anthonys in New York. It's a lot of Tonys.
Is that like the New York Bob?
I don't know what it would be in New York.
It probably is.
I saw the New York Bobs at CBGB. So what a show.
Back in the day, opening for the Ramones.
Not at the Studio 54? Okay. Sorry.
The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
Dan Hayes, you have outdone yourself. What was your favorite minor league city you got to visit?
I mean, Charlotte, the ballpark is amazing. Apparently, they play Here Comes the Percolator when Matt Perk comes into the game.
Oh, is that right?
In Charlotte. I missed that. I was looking down. I was a little disappointed.
That's one
I
of Steve's favorites.
I YouTubed it afterwards and realized I should have been paying attention.
It is absolutely one of my favorites.
We got to talk to Dan Hayes here soon. There's some White Sox questions.
It's time for the percolator.
Uh-oh.
It's time for the percolator.
Hey, you can do the South Side one or the West Side one.
They're different?
Yeah. Yeah. A little different. A little different. Arms. It's kind of like your crossover. Is your crossover inside the frame or is it outside the frame? Southside percolator is the way I would like to go. Westside percolator, eh. But the Westside girls did know how to do the split with the percolator as well. Never saw the Southside girls do the split and the percolator. And shout out to the 6% of the individuals who have caught all those references. We appreciate you, and you have been counted. Thank you for not listening to V103 from 1 to 6.
Scoreboard update.
Well, Jason, the Northwestern Suburban percolator is always my favorite.
Oh, no doubt. It's actually a percolator.
That's right. I was going to say, is this the same? Someone comes out with a big pot of coffee for you.
Right. Like, why are you dancing?
Is this the same as the Omaha Bar Mitzvah
percolator? No. A little bit different.
Not even close, Daniel. Don't even.
Because Jason's got a rule of when something shows up there is when it's done-zo. Over.
Yeah, you're finished.
It's done. Hey, why wouldn't you want to know how many walks and hits your pitcher gives up?
Matt,
I don't know.
Dan,
I mean,
that's because, kind of because he doesn't need to. That's why. He doesn't want to be a part of that conversation. No.
You know, 9 walks
it doesn't have to be a part of your
bad.
Conversation, your
you
fancy sports conversation.
He just doesn't want to know,
yes.
For better or for
it
worse.
It was simple. He said it before you even asked him.
So then does he not care about walks in general or hits in general
he
in baseball?
He doesn't care about whip.
Then what do you care about in baseball?
The flag.
If two of the most basic aspects, walks and hits, are not to be concerned
stolen,
by you.
Stolen bases, bunts, small ball,
Or is it all intangible stuff? Is it the heart and the hustle and the muscle and the will to win?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
So take your silly ass back to the future with your newfangled.
I would think, you know, if you're not going to be a sabermetrics guy, that at least like whip is something you could get down with.
Doesn't need to know it.
All right. Whatever. And that guy sounded awfully sleepy too, man. That guy was about ready to just pass out and die.
Fresh out.
That was his name? Fresh.
Fresh, exactly.
Fresh.
One of the Matty words. Fresh.
That's right. All right. You guys want to know what's going on in sports?
Yes.
All right. From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves host the Charlotte Checkers at 7 tonight at the Allstate Arena in an elimination game of the Calder Cup playoffs. Make plans to be there or watch it on YouTube. We start in the NBA and Rajon Rondo. He's out for Game 5. He did practice today for conditioning purposes, but did not use his right hand. Game 5 tomorrow tips just after 7:30. Tonight, though, the Rockets host the Thunder, and they can close it out with a win. Grizzlies visit the Spurs, and the Jazz play at the Clippers. Both of those are tied at 2 apiece. In Major League Baseball, the Cubs are winners of 5 of their last 6. Kyle Hendricks goes tonight in Pittsburgh and opposes Garrett Cole. First pitch at 6:05. Pregame starts at 5:30. The White Sox host the Royals. Dylan Covey faces Danny Duffy. First pitch at GR Field at 7:10. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they fired Rockford IceHogs head coach Ted Dent. He was a very naughty boy. AHL, the Wolves and Charlotte, they play in Game 4 tonight. Puck drops at 7. NFL, the Bears named Jordan Howard and Josh Bellamy the Piccolo Award winners. Howard joins the boys next. Adrian Peterson signs with the Saints. You know, the last time the active passing and rushing TD leaders were on the same team, which Breeze and Peterson are, was the 1983 Steelers. Yes, yeah. Very good. Nicely
Franco
done.
And Bradshaw?
Exactly right. Ding. You win a prize, sir. Despite
it's
rumors.
Dan.
What?
It's Dan.
Dan's your prize?
I won Dan.
Give it back.
No receipt, though.
Despite rumors of a possible retirement, Buss Cook, Jay Cutler's agent, says Cutler does not plan to retire. He wants to play next year in the NFL. College news, Northwestern extends Chris Collins and Pat Fitzgerald. That's contractually speaking, not physically. And racing news, Dale Jr., he's going to retire after this season. He missed 18 races with a concussion last year, which is, you know, better than dying. I guess. Right? I mean, am I just... Okay.
Agreed.
Whatever.
I didn't say anything.
It's better than having your head fall off and having a concussion.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, sir? Oh, Jesus, take the wheel. I should have said that. Maybe you wouldn't have lost his
head.
I'm
still working on my percolator.
Which one, though? This Scoreboard Update was brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Right now at Elmhurst BMW, lease the new 2017 BMW X3 xDrive 280i. For only $419 per month, 36 months with no security deposit, $43.44 due at signing. Visit the luxury leader at ElmhurstBMW.com. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season. Only $19.99. Order now at CBSChicago.com/CubsCD. I'm Matt Abaticola. This is The Score, 25 years of radio, also the home of the Cubs. The next game is tonight, 5:30, Cubs and Pirates, Chicago Sports Station. R-E-S-H.
Keep going. We are out here. Keep going. Watch670thescore.com is where you can have a good time if you want to watch this show. We're looking forward to talking to Jordan Howard. Was he the... No, he couldn't have been the offensive rookie of the year. There was two kids in Dallas who did a damn good job. But Jordan Howard was right there. I had people argue with me about him or Ezekiel Elliott. We shut those arguments down pretty good because he can be a pretty good running back and will be a pretty good running back for years to come. The Piccolo Award winner of the rookies this year on the Chicago Bears. So looking forward to talking to him.
And we're also looking forward on Thursday to being out at Cork and Carey at 106th and Southwestern Avenue in Chicago for our special NFL Draft Live broadcast. It's going to be the Bernstein and Goff Show from 1 to 6. And then from 6 to 10, this is a lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Joniak, Tom Thayer, Dan Pompey, Hub Arkush, and Pat Manley.
That's a big budget.
This is a big deal. Breaking down the Bears' third overall pick and all of the teams until 10 o'clock. That's a lot of
football
knowledge, a lot of men.
Yeah.
And Cork and Carey is just a terrific place that annually it's always voted one of the best beer gardens in all of Chicago. And it's a fun time.
I haven't been to Cork and Carey since Ozzie Guillen cursed at Mike North.
That long ago?
I was producing the show after that, your show.
We were at Cork and Kerry when the 17-year cicadas were hatching also. And that was when, and I was telling everybody how delicious they were.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You ate one on air.
I ate three.
Yeah.
I was knocking them down like popcorn because they're good.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Dude. They taste like the perfect little sweetest potatoes. They're phenomenal.
Dude, stop eating bugs, man.
No, we all should be eating more bugs.
No, we should.
Yes, we should.
Why should we be eating more bugs?
Don't get me on my soapbox.
Get on your soapbox.
Because they are a plentiful,
protein,
inexpensive, nutritious, earth-friendly, clean protein. We wouldn't have cows and pigs roaming and farting everywhere and polluting our air, polluting our rivers. Look, and I love the filthy pig more than anybody. If I had to pick one animal,
enjoy the pig.
You know, I enjoy the horrible swine. Filthy swine.
Ain't no pork on my pork,
but
that's not me. I love pork. I love pork. Right. I know two guys who don't eat pork. And they're not better humans for
they eat bean pies.
No. Just if one guy stays away from, I've never really had the conversation with him, but Iran. Okay. You bet Iran.
Oh,
he doesn't eat pork for whatever reason. But I love pork. You can put pork on anything in this world and I would enjoy it.
I tend to agree with that.
But bugs?
Yeah.
Come on,
just expand your horizons.
Were you the kid that liked to do the things that would freak other kids out?
Yep.
You were the kid that liked to pick a booger and flick it at somebody.
Not that. Something lands, you know, if you'd be like, it'd be, you know, pregame in the dugout in some minor league stadium and a grasshopper lands on my hand. You know, you just go like that. Man, what did you just do? Like, holy crap.
Why? Oh, Jesus. Like, I wanted to think that you weren't that kid, but just now it flashed, and I'm like, he was that kid.
Well, it started out in college, like, hey, how many six-packs of beer would you buy me if I eat this thing? It just landed on my hand, and eventually they stopped doing it. It's like, you know, you're just getting it anyway.
We're getting Bernstein more protein-filled and drunk.
Right, well, they stopped. It was like, oh, yeah,
good for you.
I'll buy you one.
Good for you, wearing people down with your disgusting habits.
Well, I played it wrong. You know, I should have slow-walked, and I would have gotten more...
The bounty would have been greater if you would have just...
My eagerness to do it sort of ruined everything. The Chicago Baseball Game Day schedule is presented by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. It's the Cubs on the road at Pittsburgh and the White Sox at home to take on the Kansas City Royals. The Chicago Baseball schedule brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention, diabetics with insurance. You may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181.
Look who we have on the line.
The Bernstein and Goff Show welcomes to Sports Radio 670, the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline. The champions are back. Cheer them on at Home Run Inn in Wrigleyville, just blocks from the park. The Bears running back and rookie recipient of the Brian Piccolo Award, Jordan Howard. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're good. This is a very special award for the McCaskey and the Hallis family. What does it mean to you to win this award?
It means a lot to me because you just hear so many things. Man, Chicago Bears, you hear so many things about Brian Piccolo and the type of guy he was, not only the player he was, but also his character and things like that. So it means a lot to me.
Have you seen the movie with him, with Billy Dee?
I need to figure out where I can find it to watch it at.
Yeah, you got to see Billy Dee play Gale Sayers and Brian. I forget who Brian Piccolo was played by. Who was it, Dan?
James Caan.
I forget sometimes.
That you should know.
All right. So, Jordan, now that you've won this award and people, you know, the last 7-8 games of the season, people started to recognize you around the league as being one of the up-and-coming running backs. When you went into training camp, how assured of the job were you? Because it seemed like John Fox had to have a couple of injuries before you found your way into the lineup permanently.
I mean, I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to get the starting job, but I was just figured out that I have some type of role on the team because they kept me after the roster cut. So I figured I have some type of role, and just maybe it'd be short yards or something like that. But I figured I just have some type of role. I just wanted to help any way that I could.
You can follow Jordan Howard on Twitter at jhowardx24. How far removed do you feel? I mean, just think about this now. It's been about a calendar year, and a year ago at this time, you still didn't know if you were, you know, where you were going to be in the NFL. There was so much uncertainty just finishing up your college career. Does it seem that long ago? Does it seem longer? It's been quite an experience for you from then until now.
Yeah, it's definitely been a whirlwind. Time has passed by so fast. I can't believe it's been almost a year.
You went from UAB, which their program got shut down, to Indiana, and there was some concerns about what was going on there under that former coach. Your college background, I mean, what was the toughest thing in your years in college, running the ball and being a part of college football?
I just think the toughest thing was like when that program shut down at UAB. That was like probably the toughest thing I had to deal with in college. But I feel like I went through so many different coaches and systems that I was able to adapt, and so it's easy for me to pick up a new system.
Do you know who Natron Means is?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, when I watch you run, I think of the Natron Means from the San Diego Chargers back in the day with the big thighs, you know, low center of gravity, the first guy never really got him down.
Setting up his blocks.
Yeah, setting up his blocks, good vision. Your running style, though, do you think about, you know, long term, what it may do to your body, or are you just out there playing football?
No, I don't really think about what it'll do long term. I try to stay on top of my body, like, during the season, like, get massages and things like that, and just doing different treatments, but for the most part, I don't really care. I don't really think about my body while I'm playing, like trying to preserve anything. I just give it my all.
What did you prove to yourself last year? What was something that maybe you didn't know about yourself or didn't know that you could do, and you can see that you now can look back and say, all right, I got this?
I always felt like I could be one of the best players in the NFL, but then I didn't know until I actually got out there and was able to prove to myself and everybody else that I could actually do it.
And going into training camp now, it's not like you're going to look at this draft and say, oh boy, I hope they don't draft another running back. Because, you know, maybe they will. Maybe there will be a new face and another live new pair of legs and they're competing with you. But for you to have rushed for, what, 1,300-plus yards, it establishes you as clearly the guy whose job it is right now. And it has to be a nice feeling to know that it's yours to lose.
I mean, yeah, it's a nice feeling, but it's the NFL, so every day, every year, it's competition, so you can never get too complacent and ease up thinking that your spot can't be gone. So you always have to keep working hard and stay humble.
Why did Dow Loggins run a damn ball more last year?
Oh, it was kind of hard because we were down in a lot of games. So
it wasn't down that much, though, Jordan. I mean, we talked about this week in and week out where you guys would be down 10 or down 7, and all of a sudden it's the air raid. Like, it's not like you guys were down 20 multiple times going into the into the second half and the running game had to be abandoned. If there was anything I saw last year, it was the fact that you didn't get the ball as much as you probably should have.
I just felt like we were down a lot of times, and then so we felt like we had to pass a lot, so to give us a better chance because, but no, you know, running takes a lot of time off the clock, mm-hmm. So we want to try to preserve as much time.
What do you have to work on in your game this offseason? What have
his
you been
hands.
Working
on? He needs to work on catching the football. I will answer it for him.
What do you think you got to work on, Jordan?
Yeah, catching, just being in better shape so I can give my all for a longer less of time during the game, and just studying the game more and being able to read defenses even better.
Have the Bears asked you to, when you say get into better shape, are we talking about pounds, or are you worried that if you drop too much weight you will not have the same bounce-off ability as when tacklers are trying to get you down?
No, I'm not. It's nothing like that. Just being in like shape, like having more wind, not being quick winners and stuff.
And we should mention that you're going to be part of the 2017 Miller Lite Chicago Bears draft party at Soldier Field on Thursday starting at 4 p.m. And fans are invited to come and hang out and watch all the excitement live, player autograph sessions and photo ops, on-field activities, locker room tours, and coverage on the video boards. So it sounds like it's going to be a terrific time. I know you're looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to being out there with the fans and some of my teammates. And just it's just an exciting time to draft. It's an exciting time. A lot of young players reaching their, having their goals reached, and I just decided to see who we had to the team.
Before we let you go, last year with my claws, my cleats, you did something for your father who was fighting a lung disease. Can you explain to the people last year who didn't get the story what went down behind that?
The NFL, like, they put it together a week where you could dedicate a cause that's like near and dear to your heart, and you can like get some cleats customized to represent that cause. And I told pulmonary fibrosis because my father, he had it. And pulmonary fibrosis is a lung disease that has a lot of scarring of the, it's like, it's scarring of the lungs, of the tissues in the lungs, mm-hmm. So it makes it hard for people to breathe. And there's no cure for it right now, but The organization is based in Chicago, so that worked out as well.
Well, Jordan, we wish you the best of luck and congratulations on the Brian Piccolo Award. Here is to a healthy and successful 2017 season.
Okay, thank you.
Bears running back Jordan Howard, our guest on the Bernstein and Goff Show on Sports Radio 670 WSCR The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Want a better car? Head to Hyundai. I'm here with Max Reed, business leader faculty member at Lake Forest Graduate School of Management. Lake Forest builds great leaders who change lives and propel businesses forward. So Max, building success can take a long time. How do you stay motivated and avoid celebrating too early?
A big danger in sports and in business is celebrating before the game is over. Winning the first half does not mean winning the game. Making your first quarter revenue goals does not mean you'll end the year in the black. Being ahead can give you momentum to build on, but if a leader does not harness that effectively, there's still time for things to fall apart, and often they do. Letting your team rest before the final whistle is blown, and your hard work can come undone. Winning organizations succeed because they've defined their game plan, they're constantly measuring their success, and they adjust and tweak when necessary, but they never lose sight of the ultimate goal, and they play until the whistle is blown.
Through the MBA and corporate learning solutions, Lake Forest cultivates working professionals into broad thinkers and strong leaders with the tools to make a difference in their organizations and communities. Learn more at lakeforestmba.edu.
The technology available, I'd be better at remembering important dates. Unfortunately, I'm not, and things tend to sneak up on me, and I always am able to scramble my way out of it. But now you don't have to because of ProFlowers. They have the ultimate solution to ensure that kind of thing never happens again for you, because ProFlowers has launched a brand new Pro Gifter service. It's so easy. It's foolproof. You never forget an event. You look awesome all year. The Pro Gifter service allows you to schedule 3 bouquet deliveries, the same one or a different one, to 3 addresses or the same address up to 1 year in advance. And that's what's critical here. So if you procrastinate or forget an anniversary or a birthday, you need this. 3 bouquets with vases and free shipping, all for $99. So you save time and you save money, because that's up to $70 in savings. And then you look great. You look great because it's ProFlowers, and they buy directly from the best growers. You know you're getting fresh flowers. They're guaranteed a 7-day freshness guarantee or your money back. So right now, as you are certainly thinking of that occasion for which you're going to need to send flowers, go right now to ProFlowers.com. Look for the Pro Gifter banner. It's on the homepage. You pick your flowers, set the delivery dates, and you're done. That's ProFlowers.com.
Hi, this is Chicago Baseball World Champ Wilson Contreras. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when Westfield Ford showed me how much I save, I was all in.
Right now at Westfield Ford, drive a new 2017 Fusion for just $219 a month, or buy it for only $17,995.
Join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on a Grange Road in Countryside. Visit westfieldford.com.
Closed end 36-month lease to qualified buyers. $2,509 due at inception. 10,000 miles per year. Taxes and fees extra. Ends 4/30/17.
Play.it presents Showtime Championship Boxing.
Showtime!
3 podcasts connecting you with the fighters and industry leaders. On the Record with Paul Rivera.
We'll cover the lifestyle of boxing
behind the scenes and hopefully a viewpoint that you don't get anywhere else.
From Brooklyn to the world with Pauly Malignaggi.
Many of you know me not only as a boxer, but as a commentator, broadcaster.
And The Reveal with Mark Kriegel.
When you sit down with fighters more on a personal level,
they give up a little piece of their soul.
Download and subscribe to Showtime Championship Boxing at Play.it and iTunes.
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? It is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it.
That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Perfect gift for mom? Treat her to a special Mother's Day jewelry box from Pandora Jewelry. Free with your $125 purchase from April 27th through the 30th. What better way to show mom how much she means to you than with this glass jewelry box to showcase all her favorite jewelry pieces from Pandora Jewelry? Do love this Mother's Day and receive a free jewelry box with your purchase of $125 or more from April 27th through the 30th at the Promenade Bolingbrook Pandora store.
It's a free service. It's smart.
New CBS Wednesday.
Survivors ready. Go!
20 of Survivor's most risk-taking.
A lot of feelings are going to get hurt.
Groundbreaking.
It's no holds barred.
Legendary players of all time return.
There's never been anybody like me.
And they're rewriting the playbook again.
I'll stab you in the back and you'll say thank you afterwards.
Big moves are going to be made.
Survivor Game Changers.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
New CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. I feel like we should get into some baseball things here at the top of the hour. We're going to talk to Ernie Johnson in the 3 o'clock hour, Matt Miller in the 4 o'clock hour, and 5 o'clock we'll just have some good old fun with you. But some baseball things, you know, the Jason Hayward stuff that you wrote about, Kyle Hendricks, I think we need to talk about that as well. And if you got some Sox thoughts, jump in there. 312-644-6767 is the phone number.
Here's the Chicago Baseball Game Day schedule is presented by Four Eyes. Cubs at Pittsburgh, a game you'll hear on The Score. White Sox home against Kansas City. Four Eyes, for those who think great-looking glasses should have a great-looking price, there's Four Eyes, the place where you can buy one pair of glasses and get another pair free for a limited time. Lots of baseball talk coming your way. A lot going on the Bernstein and Goff Show today on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bears fans, get Chicago's best draft coverage from The Score's team of Bears experts. Paul Barkish, Dan Pompey, Brad Biggs, Mike Mulligan, Patrick Manley, Greg Gabriel, and Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer. Don't miss our live coverage of the 2017 NFL Draft starting at 6 p.m. Thursday. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss Criminal Minds Beyond Borders.
Americans have been targeted. Tourists are always the easiest.
When you travel abroad and need help.
23 Americans disappeared.
Let's go to work.
There's one team that has your back.
Can't let them get away with this.
I keep thinking about what those parents are going through.
We gotta go now.
FBI, drop your weapon!
Gary Sinise stars.
Rest assured, we're on top of it.
Criminal Minds Beyond Borders. CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
She's crazy, please!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
She wasn't targeted. She was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
If he sticks to his pattern,
he usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We save lives, and that's all that matters.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday.
Well, I got one shot at this, guys.
Let's do this.
The agents of NCIS Los Angeles.
Naval Criminal Investigative Service.
Know their mission.
We've got someone to find.
We need to go undercover.
Know their enemy.
You know what they're capable of.
We're running out of time.
And know no limits.
Going off book for this one, huh?
There is no book for this one.
Don't miss NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Original reporting sets us apart on the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley.
We always ask ourselves on every story we do, is it right? Is it fair? Is it honest?
Top advisors admit the president was at a crossroads.
These strikes could backfire.
The experience that we have makes our broadcast unique.
Smoke from this fire is simply intense.
They've been met with a heavy police presence here.
I want the audience to say, wow, that was worth my time. I learned something.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Original reporting.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that another coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
FirmFosterKids.org today.
I believe I could be anything.
Come to any Mattress Firm store today and donate clothes to help a foster child in your community.
Not everyone can be a foster parent, but anyone can help a foster child.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know what's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Experience that sets us apart.
This was a gotcha attack, not a security breach.
Pilots warn against a rush to make changes.
Integrity that makes a difference.
The police agency Europol estimated that they're dealing with thousands of potential terrorists.
Bringing new understanding to complex stories.
The commanders here are worried that the extremists will launch a full-scale offensive.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Original reporting.
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? Is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it.
That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces.